And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, Dave Clemens here, and we continue our conversation with Kristen Elrod. She's the executive director for Street Dog Hero. And you were mentioning nonprofit, and all your money comes from private sources.
Yes.
The government's not helping you out with this.
Not at all.
And what a great mission you guys have.
Thank you.
Very interesting, and I'm glad you guys are doing this work. Let's talk about one of your fundraisers that are coming up, the gala. Or gala. We talked about this off the air. I have this conversation with every guest. Do you say gala or gala? Because I hear it both ways all the time. You say gala.
I'm a gala person.
I say
gala.
How do you say tomato? Tomato? Oh, okay. No, you say, okay, good. Just because I've never actually known anyone that said tomato, but I'm waiting to find out. When is the March gala?
It is March 15th. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. And what happens to this thing?
Yeah. So it's a really cool night. It'll include a three-course dinner, signature cocktails, and a bar full of all sorts of local wines and beer and such. Also, silent auction, live auction. We'll have some happy tales, which are just like really cool dog adoption stories the last few years. And we'll also have adoptable dogs there for the first time this year. So,
that's neat.
Yeah, it's a huge venue. It's beautiful. So, and they're really nice. They're letting us have dogs there. So we're going to. But yeah, it's going to be really great. It's our second time doing it. So we learned a lot last year. It's going to be even bigger and better this year.
Was last year the very first one?
It was. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Right. The first one's always a little...
It's like, yeah,
shaky,
your first pancake.
But I heard it was good, so.
It was. It was really, it did even better than we thought it would. So it was a win-win, but yeah, definitely this year, we're taking it to a whole new level.
That money just goes straight to Street Dog Hero, or is there a certain project you guys are working on right now?
It will go to our general operations, but one of our big expenses over the next few months is going to be the international clinics. We have another one coming up in April. And those are easily one of our largest expenses of the year. So realistically, probably all the funds from the gala will go to that next clinic.
Sure. Makes sense.
But yeah, otherwise just dog rescues and, you know, everything that we do.
All right. What's it cost to get a ticket to this thing?
It's $125 a ticket. There's also other options to buy a full table or get some specialty tickets, but that's the general admission ticket. And we are still selling them up to the week of, and we're also still looking for sponsorships from local businesses if anyone's interested. And yeah, you can get my website or my email or anyone else's email on our website if you're interested.
Okay. And that website is?
www.streetdoghero.org.
What else is on the horizon? So you've got these clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that exactly? For those just tuning in.
Yeah.
What do you do with these things?
Our international clinics are, we send our team and we hire a team of vets and we all go to one specific area of Mexico and we'll spay and neuter usually around 600 dogs and cats from the community while we're there over the weekend. But we also now do local clinics. We just started those at the end of last year at our space over in Southeast Bend. We have a full clinic suite and a surgery suite. So we are offering low-cost local spay and neuter now. Our next one will be in March. I believe it's March 16th, which, yes, is the day after the gala because we have lost our minds.
But right, yeah, good
luck. It'll be a great day. It's a very busy weekend.
Sure.
But yeah, so even here in Bend, people who are needing to get their dog or cat spayed or neutered and can't afford to go to one of the local vets, we have you covered.
All right, very cool. Yeah. All right, more information on that on the website if someone wants to learn more.
Yep. And you would just need to reach out to our medical manager, but her email is on the website.
Okay. And the website is?
www.streetdoghero.org.
Kristen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.